With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. The state unemployment rate rose 0.2 of a point in October, up to 3.2%. Iowa Workforce Development Director Beth Townsend says the national economy is likely playing a role in the increase.
We've seen an increase nationally in the unemployment rate, and most states are seeing a similar small increase in their unemployment rates. I think it is an indication that the national economic pressures and ongoing efforts to fight inflation by the feds are having an impact on employment.
She says those national pressures can make Iowa businesses hesitant to still add more jobs.
We are certainly seeing some industries cutting back or maybe not hiring or not refilling open positions is what I think we're seeing.
The unemployment rate has inched up slightly in the last 3 months. Townsend says she's more concerned about the labor force participation rate, which decreased from 68.6% to 68.4% in October.
We're usually in the top five in terms of states in the country and labor force participation rates. So, you know, as long as that rate stays higher, there are states that have lower unemployment, but they also have labor force participation rates that are in the, you know, 50s. So when you don't have as many people in your workforce, it's a little bit easier to have a lower rate, right?
Townsend says those who lose a job are not waiting long to find another.
We have the lowest duration of people on unemployment benefits than we've had since 1967, and it's less than 10 weeks. So that tells you that people who are becoming unemployed are securing new jobs at a rate that's that's faster than we've seen in almost 50 years.
Townsend says that they have around 65,000 jobs available in the state right now on their website. She encourages anyone who is looking for a job to contact Workforce Development. Friday, before 11 p.m., the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Department was called out on the report of a possible deer poaching case at 310 Street and Apple Avenue north of Ventura. The investigation revealed a buck whitetail deer was shot illegally. Neighbors heard the shot and pursued the poachers but were unable to stop them. The Sheriff's Department is assisting the Iowa Department of Natural Resources in the investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. That number is 800-383-0088. Again, 1-800-383-0088. Tomorrow, on Tuesday, the Butler County Board of Supervisors will receive the annual report from the Butler County Conservation Board and will receive an update from the county engineer. The Butler County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Allison. Today, the Hampton City Council will consider on the second reading an ordinance amendment concerning peddlers, solicitors, and transient merchants and their registration fees. The Hampton City Council meets today 6 p.m. at the council chambers. The Clarksville City Council today will go into a closed session to discuss strategy with legal counsel and will consider a $1,600 contribution to the Clarksville Food Pantry. The Clarksville City Council meets today, 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. Young Iowa farmers are struggling for a leg up, and Mark Moran has this report.
Today is the deadline for small farmers seeking financial assistance to apply for grants from a farm advocacy organization designed to help them get their start. Practical Farmers of Iowa's Savings Incentive Program also teaches them important financial knowledge. The SIP, as it's known, is a two-year program offering targeted learning and networking opportunities with guidance from experienced farmer mentors. It also teaches new farmers how to set goals and create a business plan. Program manager Kayla Cater says PFI is making $2,400 available in matching funds to farmers who can save that amount during the two-year program.
For every dollar that they save, we will match them a dollar from our funds. So when they buy an asset, then essentially the purchase of the asset is 50% dollars that they've saved and 50% dollars that we're contributing once they've graduated and hit the program milestones.
Today is the last day to apply for the Savings Investment Program. Cater says money to buy land is often the biggest stumbling block for up-and-coming farmers who have the knowledge and desire to succeed but just need a financial leg up.
It's very hard for beginning farmers to find purchase, to get access to land, to set up sustainable businesses. PFI really wants to support people in our network to make sure that we have the next generation of farmers getting started and being successful in Iowa and beyond.
So far, Iowa farmers have invested over $500,000 in their new operations with PFI's help. Applications for the program are available online. Mark Moran reporting.
Also today, the Alden City Council will consider hiring Greg Lashide as the swimming pool manager for 2024 and will consider approval of the Hardin County Hazard Mitigation Plan. The Alden City Council meets today, 6 p.m. at City Hall. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds Friday appointed Ashley Sparks as a district judge in Judicial Election District 2B. Sparks of Bondurant is the owner of Sparks Law PLLC and is a Boone County Magistrate Judge. Judicial Election District 2B covers 13 counties, including Hardin and Wright in the broadcast area. The Missouri City Council received an update last week on the new well project. The council discussed preferences for discarding of sludge from drilling. It would be up to the contractor unless specified in the plans. The Missouri Council would prefer to have it hauled away or at least be strained before letting the water go into the sewer and then hauling away the remaining debris. The Alden School Board today will receive a preliminary estimate to install air conditioning in the classrooms. The Alden Board will also review the certified enrollment information. The Alden School Board meets today at 6:30 p.m. at the boardroom. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.